Jen, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Maybe my mic has been off the whole time. I'm just going to open it up for everyone so you can tell me, have you been able to hear anything so far?
No,
no,
we
haven't.
No.
No, okay. Somehow
there's an opportunity for presence and meditation, though.
A great opportunity for that. Okay. Well, I'm very sorry for the delay. I've been talking away and thinking that it was all going through. All right. Well, so here we go again. I'm Alan Seal, the director of the Center for Transformational Presence at transformationalpresence.org. And welcome today. Thanks for being with us. I won't go through my spiel. One of my boys has to have something to say here, too. I won't go through my spiel again about transformational presence coaching. We'll just dive into the session. And Jen has volunteered to be our client today. And so we will explore together for about 25 or 30 minutes. And then we'll open it up to everyone for questions and comments and so forth. So I'm putting all the participants of the call on mute. And Jen, are you still there with a microphone?
I am.
Great. Okay. I think we can move forward. So welcome again. And tell me how I can help you today.
Well, I am grateful to be here. And what I am wanting assistance with is spending a lot of years practicing, growing, letting go of things, and definitely seeing how the universe, starting to see how the universe works and how when I let go and live in gratitude and just trusting and showing up and present in the moment and cultivating those things and bringing presence, that things go pretty smoothly. And there seem to be just, kind of those big areas of, like, what am I going to do with my life? How do I, money, whatever, those kind of great big things that go on in our lives. Like, those are the things that when I come up against those, I panic and I get really squirrely and flustered and feel like I have to figure it all out right now. And I spend, hours sitting and looking at the internet trying to discover what I'm going to be next and that kind of thing. And I'm in this transformation right now where I've been a career woman, decided that I wanted to focus more on my family and my health and things like that, and have created, actually the universe just opened that door as soon as I made that decision. And so what I want to do is be able to, I described to you earlier how I feel like there's this veil over my third eyesight that I can kind of see that there's a lot of freedom on the other side and that I don't have to have this all figured out and that things will unravel and show and all of that. I see all of that, but to really live into that with my heart and really trust in that is where I stumble and where I get frustrated and come up against myself.
So it's kind of the block here that you're wanting to work with. What is it that keeps you from being able to just trust and move into that? Is that what you're wanting to work with?
Yeah, I guess just finding a way to lift that veil and to just move fully with my heart into the present moment and stop worrying so much about what the rest of this is all going to look like and what I'm supposed to be on this planet to give and accomplish and create and all of that.
Yeah, great. You know, there are different parts of you that probably have some different stories to tell about this and maybe have some different information for us to find out. If you just focus all of your attention for a few minutes in your head, just breathe into your head. Everything is focused in your intellect and into your head. And your head probably has a story that it's telling about this. What does your head tell you about all this?
that I need to have it figured out, that I need to know what's next so that I can kind of be on top of it and plan ahead and, you know, make a Excel spreadsheet about it and just keep it all organized and have a timeline. And that's what really successful people do is they know exactly what they're going to do.
Okay.
So my head wants to know.
Your head wants to know, and it also has a big belief then about what happens for successful people, how it works for successful people.
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's just leave your head for a moment and drop way down deep in your belly, even all the way into, you've mentioned the chakras, into the first and second chakras, and down in your pelvic region. Even put your hand there and just breathe deep into your belly. And there's another story going on there in your belly. Tell me what's there.
That is fear.
Hello, darling, speaking. I'm on a conference call, but I'm on mute, so that's okay.
We thought you were on mute.
So it's fear, and it's just telling me that actually can't really describe what it's telling me other than it just feels like fear.
Okay. So let's just pay attention to that. There's a lot of fear going on down there. And shift your attention to your heart for a moment. Put your hand on your heart and breathe into your heart. Tell me, what's the story going on in your heart?
The story in my heart is that I'm sad that I'm not fully embracing and loving this moment, moments that are around me all the time, and recognizing the impermanence of all of it. It feels heavy and sad that I'm missing it because I'm worried and fearful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's drop back down into your belly. Breathe into your belly, and you found some fear down there. And if for the next few moments you were to choose love instead of fear down there, don't worry about how to do it, just do it. Just choose love. Breathe into that love. Anchor love down there deep in your belly. Notice what starts to shift in your energy.
It feels like things are opening up.
Say more.
It just feels like there's more movement in possibility. If that's love and not fear.
Well, stay grounded in this love and go back to your head. And tell me, what's the story in your head when you're grounded in love?
That everything is perfect and as it should be in this moment, and that there's no need to try to figure things out. And that I have the answers. Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's okay. And tell me, since you have the answers, what are the questions?
How do I live fully present in the moment?
And what do you know about that? grounded in love.
That everything around me is exactly as it should be to create any potential that might be there tomorrow, and that everything's here, even if I'm feeling held back, that's purposeful in the universal design and teaching me how to be calm, you know, taking those things that I do to help me stay present, like what I'm doing right now, bring me into the moment and help me to relax around the moment and not worry so much about the future.
Okay. And put your hand on your heart. Breathe into your heart. What's going on there when you are grounded in love from your belly?
A softening, vulnerability, welling up.
What's the welling up about?
Just that I feel that this freedom that is available is so close.
Can you reach out and touch it?
Yeah.
And can you just pull it on into you?
Yeah. Yes.
And then what's happening when you do that?
Part, I'm crying.
Yeah, I got that part. And those tears are coming from?
Just a feeling of freedom, feeling of peace, feeling of this, like, head-heart battle, taking a pause.
So what if your head and your heart could be in this alignment all the time?
Yes, that is what I'm after.
Okay. So just from what we've done so far, what do you know that you can do when they aren't in alignment?
Pause and allow love to come in to my body intentionally and purposefully.
Yeah, it's really claiming it, just choosing love, just going for it. You see what shift that makes for you as soon as you do that?
Yeah, and it wasn't very hard either.
Great.
I mean, it was nice to have the guide, but I didn't have to go really, really deep to get there. It was pretty much right there.
Great. So if we're standing in this love now, really anchored in love, then come back down into your belly and ask your belly to please tell you a story about what's next for you in life.
Just saying to relax.
Okay.
And trust that what's happening right now is pushing me in that direction.
Okay. And staying grounded in that love, go back up into your head and ask your head to tell you a story about your next steps.
there's not a lot going on right now in my head.
Okay.
Which is kind of nice, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. That's not an unusual thing at all when we do this. When you really are grounding yourself in that love, then things often tend to get quiet in the head. And put your hand on your heart. What's the story that your heart is telling you about your next steps?
That learning how to make peace in my body and in my moments will guide me to make peace in the world.
Mm. Okay. So, Jen, can you get up and move around, or are you tied to a phone or a computer?
I'm kind of stuck. I can move a little bit. I don't know if I can. I can't really stand up right now.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Loud.
So can you, like, turn around in your chair or just take a different position in your chair? Or you have some little bit? Okay, great. And so if you can, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to change your position, and we're going to move into a time and space that is the end of 2017. We're going to step into approaching the holidays and the new year at the end of 2017. So just shift your body, and as you do, with your intention, you're just moving through time and space. And then breathe into, it's 2017, getting ready for the year-end holidays, whichever holidays you celebrate, and getting ready for the new year. Breathe into where you are in your life now. And notice what the general feeling is here. Notice who's around you. Might have some visuals of where you are. And as you breathe into this mid-December time and the end of 2017, what's important to you in your life now, here in 2017? What's important to you?
My family. Community, my health, laughter, joy, clarity,
and tell me, what role are you playing in your family? What's your main role now? 2017 in your family.
Supportive and loving and giving and just involved in their lives and community.
So tell me now, here in December of 2017, what's your role in your community?
Peacemaker, somebody who is out, involved, teaching and helping guide people through whatever, wherever I am, I guess.
Helping guide. And what does it feel like, the like kind of overall purpose is for you in your life now here in 2017. What's your big focus?
To bring love and acceptance and support to those around me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, tomorrow, so December the, whatever that is, let's see, tomorrow's December the 13th, 2017. Where are you going during the day tomorrow? December
13th, 2017. I have no idea.
Is there, does it feel like that now in 2017, is there a particular professional role you play or a public role that you play that would be calling you there tomorrow?
I feel like there's a coach or a teacher that I'm growing into. That I am there in that year.
Yeah. And all this focus that you talk about on bringing love and peace and people resolve issues in that way. Mm. So as you, before we come back to 2012, tell me what else does it feel like is really important for you to pick up here in 2017? What else is important for you to notice?
It feels really full of joy and community and creativity and laughter.
Mm.
And it feels really easy.
And tell me, how did you get here? As you remember these last 5 years since you had that phone call with Alan Seal in December of 2012, 5 years ago it's been, how did you get to where you are now?
I walked through some fear and showed up for things that were in front of me and followed the path of the things that were laid out that I wasn't expecting. You know, trusting that the universe is guiding and just following that path along the way.
Mm.
And not ignoring coincidence.
Wonderful. And tell me, when the challenges came up, how did you walk through them?
By pausing and being present and doing what exactly was right in front of me to do in that moment.
So just take another breath into who you are in 2017. Breathe into that energy. Become a full embodiment of that life that you're living in 2017. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to change your position back to where you were in 2012. We're going to take this version of you with you. So, switch your position now, back to 2012. Staying in that energy of the 2017 Jen. Tell me what's going on inside of you now.
I feel relaxed and empowered and hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And clear.
Check in with your head.
More trusting.
And more what? More trusting.
More trusting.
Ah,
yeah.
Great. Check in with your head. What's going on in your head now as you stay in this energy?
It's kind of saying, oh, okay. We can handle this. Oh, okay. Got it.
Great, great. What's happening down in your belly?
Just feels very relaxed and at peace.
Okay. And how about your heart?
Heart feels very open. Actually, there's a lot of energy moving through heart right now. Feels warm.
Great,
great. Loving and comfortable.
Super. So, Jen, tell me, what are you taking out of this session today?
Well, I think that the life that I have and that I envisioned or imagined is happening. It's happened right here. And that I just don't have to fret about it. And I can, and the tools of moving love into my body and how quickly that shifted my energy. Because I wasn't starting this call from a really open spot today. It's been, I was closed off. So it was a really quick shift and it was very simple and I definitely will take that with me. And I feel like I have some peace about where I'm headed and that where I am right now is moving me right there. And I don't really want to miss this part. I don't want to miss this part. I'm in to get to there.
Wonderful.
A big jump.
Well,
5 years forward.
Yeah, and maybe it's not even such a big jump when you just bring that back to now.
Right.
What if you just chose to live that right now?
Yes. You choose that. That's what I want.
Great.
And I don't even
Great.
Think I need to want it because I think wanting it just kind of pushes it farther away. But that's what I will do.
So it sounds like you can even just claim it right now.
There's the veil is lifted. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Great. Thank you very much. So let's, excuse me, let's open to everyone. I'm curious from those of you who are listening, so what are you noticing from this session? What felt important about it, about the way we worked, or a question that you have? What did you observe is maybe different from what you've seen in other ways of working, or maybe similar but still different in another way? What shows up for you? Just press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak, and I'll give you the microphone. Be shy. Perhaps you have a question for Jen or a question for me, an observation of what happened in the session. The quiet crowd here. Well, Jen, let me just come to you and say and ask, you know, what seemed to be important for you in the way that we worked? What made a difference for you in the way that we worked?
I think coming into my body, I mean, for me, that's always been a way that I've connected to the present moment. And, you know, it's a walk or a yoga practice or something like that. But to be able, even just resting my hand on my belly or my heart or my head, brought me into my, connected me to the moment. It connected the energetic, my energetic self with my body self. And and I liked kind of moving back and forth between those points, because those they do carry very different messages and different stories, and be able to separate them out. Because when I'm in it and I'm switching back and forth between, you know, story to story to story and not really knowing where it's coming from, it just feels like a flutter of a lot of activity and no real conscious movement. So being able to kind of focus on one spot at a time was really, really powerful for me.
Great, great. So any questions or comments or thoughts from anyone, just press 1 on your phone. I'd like to share something. Well, then we'll wrap up for today. Jen, again, thank you so much for being with us and volunteering today. Just a little information of what's coming up at the Center for Transformational Presence. Please visit our website at transformationalpresence.org. There's so many resources and audios and e-courses and all kinds of things there to support you. I know that a number of you checked that you were interested in Transformational Presence Leadership and Coach Training, so there are a number of trainings coming up in 2013. There's a teleclass start in January. And then there are the 5-day in-person trainings coming up, several in Europe, in Belgium in January, in the Netherlands in September, in Sweden in April and November, and in Romania in November. And in North America, there'll be a training in Sudbury, Ontario in July, and then here in the Boston area in October. So join us for one of those. If you have any questions about the program, please don't hesitate to send me an email, alanseal@alanseal.com, and I'll be happy to answer your questions or have a short phone call or Skype call to talk about the program. There's also a 4-session teleclass coming up in February called Find Your Right Work. So if that appeals to you or someone you know who's struggling with knowing what is it I'm supposed to be doing in the world for my career life, then that might be a teleclass for them. And, of course, there's always personal coaching as well. So thank you, everyone, for being with us. Have a wonderful holiday season. Tomorrow there is also a free transformational leadership dialogue call that I'll be leading with David Robinson. It's at, I believe, the same time tomorrow. So I hope you can join us for that. I'll promise to get the sound straightened out at the beginning of the call so we don't have the mess up there. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful holiday season, and I look forward to being with you again. Take care. Thanks again, Jen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.